Psalms, Week 1, Day 1, the beginning of the Psalms. This is Psalm number 1. Happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, and in the way of sinners stands not, and in the seat of the scornful sits not. But in the law of Yehovah is his delight, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be as a tree planted by streams of waters, that gives his fruit in its time, and his leaf does not fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so the wicked, but they are as the chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not rise up in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the just. For Yehovah knows the way of the just, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Reading from Prophets and Psalms, the first three verses are topic 11, a new church in place of the former. And specifically, the man who does not live badly is regenerated by the word of the Lord. The next two verses, not so the wicked, the general topic is the church totally devastated in its rejection. And specifically, he who lives badly perishes on the day of judgment. And the last verse, for Yehovah knows the way of the just, but the way of the wicked shall perish. The topic there is a last judgment by the Lord. And specifically, for the Lord knows everyone. We read in Apocalypse Explained about this psalm. Here the expressions to walk, to stand, and to sit are used as following one another. For to walk pertains to the life of thought from intention. To stand pertains to the life of the intention from the will. And to sit pertains to the life of the will. Thus it is life's being. Moreover, counsel, of which walking is predicated, has respect to thought. Way, of which standing is predicated, has respect to the intention. And to sit in a seat has respect to the will, which is the being of man's life. Coronis number 7. The order into which every man was created by God is that after infancy, he may become a man, a human being. For when he is born, he is only an external image or form of a man, and at that time less a man than a newborn beast is a beast. But so far as he is inwardly perfected in this form, as to his mind or his spirit, in wisdom and love, he becomes a man. A man is like a tree, which first grows up from a seed into a shoot, and when it increases in height, puts forth branches, and from these stems, and clothes itself continually with leaves. And when it comes to maturity, which takes place in its middle age, it puts forth flowers and produces fruits. In each fruit it places seeds, which being cast into the earth as into a womb, grow up into similar trees, and thus into a garden. And if you are willing to believe it, that same garden remains with the man after death. He dwells in it, and is delighted daily with the sight of it, and with the use of its fruits. It is such a man who is described by David by these words in Psalm number 1. Questions and comments. Number 1. What is the first word of the book of Psalms? The word is happy. What does this show us about the purpose of the author, who is the Lord? Number 2. What is the overall message of this psalm, would you say? Number 3. The progression of walking in the counsel, standing in the way, and sitting in the seat pictures a spiritual progression, upward or downward, from thought to intention to will. How can we use this tool to guard ourselves from evil? Number 4. Look for the marriage of good and truth throughout the Psalms. One example in verse 2 is delighting and meditating in the law of Yehovah. See also verse 5, where it speaks of the wicked shall not rise up in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the just. Judgment and the just, wicked and the sinners. Number 5, trees need both roots downward and branches upward, just as we need roots in speaking words and doing works in the natural world, as well as branches reaching up with our minds to receive affections and thoughts from heaven.